The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast and reflect opinions of anyone, ever. Be cool. Don't sue. Hey, everybody. It's the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Actually, it's being recorded a little bit before Black Friday, the night before. It's actually going to be Friday, November 23rd, 2007. I am your host, Adam. This is the Entertainment Earth podcast, and I hope you're all very well. And hopefully you didn't gorge yourself on too much turkey. I came back from a delightful Thanksgiving feast, and I'm now watching what appears to be MTV's Parental Control, which, let me tell you, this is high entertainment right here. There's two idiots running around in the grass in their underpants. This is culture at its finest. Anyway, we got a lot of great news for you this week on things that aren't toys, mostly. The toy news this week, a little light, but we've still got a lot of new stuff to tell you about, so let's get started with movies. New this week in theaters, No Country for Old Men, Enchanted, The Mist, August Rush, and Hitman, and we've heard some pretty good things about all of the movies, if they're the kind of movies you wanted to see in the first place. Last weekend at the box office, Beowulf was tops with $27.5 million, followed by B-Movie, American Gangster, Fred Claus, and Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. G.I. Joe, the Baroness has been cast. It's some lady named Sienna Miller, who I've never heard of. She's going to be wearing glasses and black vinyl, though. I'll be happy to see her in pretty much any movie she's in, even though it's going to be a long wait, August 7th, 2009, according to some sources. Justice League. Andrew Yelchin, the new Chekhov in the new Star Trek movie, is apparently the guy who's been cast as Wally West in the Justice League movie. In other words, The Flash. Nice. Star Trek. Ben Cross has been cast as Sarek. What next? Somebody is Kang? It seems there's going to be a lot of familiar faces and cameos in the new Star Trek movie, so if you like the original series, you're probably in for a treat. Toys. Not a lot of toy news this week, but there is, of course, something to talk about. Star Wars. Target's exclusive Ultimate Battle Pack started showing up in stores this week, usually not on the action figure aisle, interestingly enough. There are two of them, and they're $50 each. What are they? Well, there's a Hoth set that includes a Rebel Hoth turret, an Imperial AT-ST, Hoth Han in a blue coat, Snowspeeder Luke, two repainted Rebels, three repainted Snowtroopers, and a new enough AT-ST driver. The Endor set includes two speeder bikes, two logs, an AT-ST, Han Solo, Chewbacca, two Ewoks, an AT-ST driver, two scout troopers, and a stormtrooper. The Ewoks are pretty notable because they're basically new figures, even though they're repaints. One, named Uchi, is a repainted low gray with a black Wicket hood. The other figure, named Wicket, is painted to look like Wicket's brother Whittle from the two Ewok telefilms. As such, despite being named Wicket, it may be the first figure loosely based on the Ewok TV movies. Some have speculated the Ewoks are supposed to be the AT-ST hijackers from Return of the Jedi, but they're colored a little too differently for us to really think that that's what they are. Target's exclusive ARC 170 battle pack has also been spotted. It includes two ARC pilots, two ARC troopers, well, ARC 170 troopers, I guess, and one astromech droid. The name of the astromech droid is astromech droid. It's not like R4D something, but yeah, it's kind of lame. Entertainment Earth's Elite Forces of the Republic Star Wars action figure sets have arrived and sold out. If you didn't pre-order them, they've already come and gone. You probably won't be able to get yours until a couple of months or whenever they show up. Entertainment Earth is still accepting pre-orders, so if you missed these, you might be able to get it on the next shipment, but maybe not. I don't know how popular they're going to be. Hopefully we'll have these to review next week. Gentle Giant's Classics busts of Kit Fisto, Boba Fett, and the TIE Fighter pilot have shipped to retailers. If you want them, hey, go get them. They look pretty cool, actually. I got to see some samples in person this week, and the sculpts are excellent. X-Men. Funko has announced four X-Men bobbleheads. Colossus, Wolverine, Cyclops, and Storm. Video games. It's a good week for video games. Xbox 360. Game downloaders this week can enjoy Undertow on the Xbox Live Arcade service. We hear it's pretty good. Rock Band came out for Xbox 360 and PS3 and everything else. Good luck finding it. We sell copies at Target on, was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday for $170 a whack. You get a game, a fake drum, a fake guitar, and a microphone. So you can make your own little band. It's like Guitar Hero, only more so. A Rocky and Bullwinkle game is being developed for the downloadable Xbox 360 service, and it's a collection of mini-games, which we hear. It'll probably suck, but hey, there you go. Wii downloaders this week can try out Wrecking Crew, the old NES game, Super Air Zonk, the Turbo CD game, or Sonic 3D Blast, the Genesis version. You could do worse, you could also do better, and it wouldn't be too hard. Also, the Wii Zapper has been released. This $24.99 contraption holds your Wii Mote and Wii Nunchuck, It includes a Zelda-based game where you can shoot your bow and arrow at things. It's $25. We saw it out in stores on Target earlier this week, so it's definitely out and about, and you can probably buy one now. Nintendo DS, Contra 4 came out for the portable this week, and it's $19.99 at Rise Electronics. It also features unlockable Contra, Super C, and Probotector as bonus games you can unlock. It's an incredible old-school game that you owe it to yourself to play. If you grew up playing the originals or enjoy the idea of the game, it's so hard it'll make you cry and encourage you to swear. I've been playing this a lot, well, as much as I can, and so far I've made it to level 2. I'm playing it on normal mode, and I haven't had that much time to play it, but oh, man, is it hard. It's really good. It's very much a 16-bit era video game. All the sprites are hand-drawn. There's no polygons or any of that crap. It looks like a lost game from the 1990s, and I couldn't be happier with it. You got to try it out if you have a chance. If you have Nintendo DS, if your kid has one, tell them you need to borrow it. Go get Contra 4. You'll be very, very happy. Or you'll be swearing like a sailor, which to me means you've probably bought a good game. New at Entertainment Earth. It's Black Friday. It's, in theory, one of the biggest shopping days of the year, unless you were shopping on Thursday, I guess, in which case it would have been bigger. What does Black Friday mean to you? Well, it means big, big savings. We slash the prices on over 70 items, some of which are the most awesome items released all year. You can get the Star Wars Republic Commando Delta Squad set for $24.90. That's 7 Star Wars figures for $25. The X-Wing Fighter is also $24.90. You can get both Star Wars Battlefront sets for $59.90. We reviewed them in the other show a couple weeks ago. The Death Star briefing is just $25.90. The Code 3 Style D poster artwork sculpture replica is $19.90. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff from V for Vendetta, Littlest Pet Shop, Transformers, G.I. Joe 300, anime, and more. The sale lasts through the holiday weekend. Free shipping is also available for items which are ordered in quantities that get your order up to $85 or more. There's a lot of really awesome stuff. If you're a collector or you're a fan or a gift giver who's been putting off buying certain things, you're probably not going to see anything cheaper than this. Some stuff's probably pretty gosh darn near cost, so we highly recommend you check it out. There's graphics on the front page of Entertainment Earth. Shop today, order today, save now, because items are already selling out. Well, at least one of the anime statues is long gone. And now it's time for our Toy of the Week. Like most weeks, it's Star Wars, because we love Star Wars, and I'm sure about 10% of you do too. This week we're going to look at Star Wars Comic Packs Wave 4. Why do you care? Well, they're good. Once again, each comic pack includes 2 action figures and a full-size comic book. They cost anywhere between $10 and $13, depending on where you buy them. We had them in stock at Entertainment Earth until a couple days ago. Now they're all gone, so you can pre-order yours today, or you cannot. There are 3 new comic packs in Wave 4. Let's start off with Star Wars Purge. Star Wars Purge is based on a one-shot that includes Darth Vader finding a bunch of Jedi and beating the snot out of them. Action figures included are Coffee Anara and Baltar Swan in her battle armor. Actually, both figures are in battle armor. Coffee has this big, red, bulky armor, and his claim to fame, though, is that he includes a sword which can be stabbed through his chest. He also includes a lightsaber and a removable jetpack for a reason I'm not entirely sure. It shouldn't have been removable, really. The armor is very nicely detailed. The figure is very bulky and hefty. The articulation is okay. He's got jointed knees, swivel elbows, which, you know, most collectors don't really like, articulated wrists, ball-jointed neck, normal waist, normal hips. Overall, he's pretty good. He's an above-average figure. Not super articulated, but still very good. The likeness is not really close to how the photos of the character actor was based on, but it's a pretty good likeness of the character from the comic. He looks pretty angry. He's kind of miffed. He's got that interesting hairstyle going on. Do you like the idea of armored Jedi Knights instead of just a guy in a robe? It's a pretty distinctive figure. It really doesn't look right at home in the Star Wars universe, but it fits in okay. He's got a lightsaber. He looks pretty cool. And he's in the comics, so of course. He does fit in with the Star Wars universe. Baltar Swan is the first ever Baltar Swan figure. The first appearance of the character was in Attack of the Clones, but this is not based on that appearance. She has gloves, removable chest armor, legs that aren't jointed very well and posed very awkwardly, and super articulated, excuse me, she's basically super articulated from the waist up. From the waist down, she has hip joints, and that's it, and her knees are kind of bent at an angle. You might like her, you might not. I think she looks great, and because they're doing a movie-style one next year, I think it's pretty cool that they've done multiple versions of her. She's good enough. She has a green lightsaber. Coffee has a blue lightsaber. The set also includes a severed Darth Vader hand, which makes sense in the context of the comic. And, yeah, it's a good set for your money. I would say it's worth getting. The comic book's really interesting. It's got Adam Hughes artwork. If you don't know Adam Hughes, he's a fantastic artist. does a really nice job on his covers. I would highly recommend picking up this pack just because it's really cool. It takes place after episode 3, and you get to see a lot of Darth Vader and Clone Trooper and Jedi action going there. The one thing I didn't like about the set is the comic book is filled with really distinctive looking characters, great Clone Troopers, really awesome battle damage Jabba the Hutt, and a bunch of really nifty Jedi Masters, which would make great figures. And they picked two of the weaker characters. Not the weakest characters, mind you, just weaker characters. With any luck, Hasbro will revisit Purge in the future and do additional figures or multi-packs based on the comic, because it's a really cool comic. But if not, hey, it's still pretty good. Go ahead and get it. Next, we have an issue of Rogue Squadron, which includes Hobby Clivian, I think that's how it's pronounced, and Baron Fell. Hobby is based on the Gold Leader Dutch Vander body and design. The helmet has pretty much the same markings. The body is nearly identical. A couple of paint ops are different, so the figure has a jointed wrist, a jointed elbow, not on the same arm, normal neck joint, jointed shoulders, ball-jointed knees, and hip joint, and a waist, no waist joint? I think there's a waist joint. There might not be. I'm not getting up right now to go look. Either way, the figure is very nicely articulated, can sit in your vehicles, and if you take off his helmet, he's got the flight cap as seen in The Empire Strikes Back underneath, which is the first time they've ever done this for an orange-suited Rebel pilot. This alone, to me, makes it worth owning. I'm really happy I got it. It's a great use of the same mold, and if you have a Rebel pilot collection that's growing, do not miss this. He also includes a blaster. Baron Fell, I don't like. He's based on the first comic cover he appeared on, which is not the comic book you get in the set, The Making of Baron Fell. He has no goatee. His outfit doesn't look like anything you've seen in any of the comics. He has no gloves. He has these weird things on his arms. He has a removable helmet and chest armor. He has a blaster that can fit into his holster. His hands are kind of malformed. He's a little big and bulky and beefy. He's got decent articulation, ball-jointed shoulders, elbows, knees. He's got the normal hip joints and waist joint. It's okay, you know, you can't see the face I'm making, but it's kind of like Hasbro put a lot of good detail and a good articulation into this, and the end result's not very good. When I'm thinking about Baron Fell, I think of a guy with a goatee. That's the first thing that pops into my mind, and without that, the figure's automatically kind of lame. The proportions are a little wonky, the shoulders are a little big. It's not that it's bad, it's just that it could be better. Hasbro is capable of making an action figure that's truly great. Wonderful stuff that we've seen it. I mean, you know, if you collect Star Wars figures, you know that they're capable of truly great work. This is just okay. That's why I'm not very happy with it. I really hope they revisit Baron Fell in the future, because if this is the only one we ever get, it's really kind of sad. If they just took a normal TIE fighter pilot, stuck Baron Fell's head on it, and gave it a removable helmet, I would have been happy. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's like they went all out to do a second-rate job. As such, I can't recommend this figure. I can recommend this set because the comic's pretty entertaining, and Hobby's cool. I mean, if you're a Rebel Pilot fan, you gotta get a Hobby. Heck, you have a Hobby, and buying Hobby is part of that Hobby. I'm sorry, I know that was a lame joke, but it's late, and I'm tired, and I don't care. So anyway, it's cool. If you see it, you might want to buy it. I wouldn't overpay for it, but if you can get it for a price that's within your budget, go for it. Star Wars Republic includes Anakin Skywalker and an Assassin Droid. I highly recommend this figure because you get two 100% new sculpt action figures that are both excellent. The Assassin Droid has a moving arm cannon on his shoulder. You move his arm, the cannon moves. The cannon also moves independently. The arms each have, joints that allow it to bend and another joint to allow it to swivel. Each leg also has a swivel and a normal joint on the knees. The ankles are articulated. The hips are articulated. The waist is articulated. The head's got a ball joint. This battle droid probably is better than any battle droid, super battle droid, or other Trade Federation droid Hasbro has ever done. It's the details there, the sculpt's awesome. If you like the design or don't, there's no denying that Hasbro did a great job doing a really, really nice effort on this. It only appeared in like one or two comics, so you might not recognize it if you didn't read the series. But if you did, you'll love it. I can't say enough nice things about it just because it's an example of Hasbro really going all out on a figure that deserved much less. So kudos, Hasbro, on an excellent Assassin Droid action figure. Also excellent is Anakin Skywalker. While not perfect, is good enough where I would say it's one of my favorite figures of the year. A while ago, they put out a set with Obi-Wan and an ARC Trooper, which was really cool. This is a perfect companion set to it. Anakin has a slightly shorter cloak. It's more of like a duster jacket kind of thing, like you might have seen in the various World War movies. He's got almost super articulation, ball-jointed shoulders, elbows, knees, no ankles, unfortunately, normal hip joints, a waist joint, and a ball-jointed neck. He's very capable of movement. He has two jointed wrists. He's got a painted glove hand, which is totally cool. He's kind of based on a design that's sort of a hybrid between episode 2 and 3. It's somewhere in the middle. He has a blue lightsaber, no additional accessories, but he doesn't really need them. All you want is a blue lightsaber. As a Clone Wars Anakin, he's great. They've done a lot of Clone Wars Anakins, and it's just amazing to see Hasbro do a new take on the same character from the same era with a slightly different outfit that's just better and better every single time. I think this is one of the best sets of the... This is the best set of the wave. One of the best sets of the year. If you only get two sets this year, you should probably get this set and the Obi-Wan and ARC Trooper set, just because I love Clone Wars and they're all very well-made figures. Even though the other set is kind of a retool thing and this one's all new, they go together nicely. And if you like Clone Wars, and with a new TV show, you probably will like Clone Wars. You should get all this stuff. You will thank me later. So that's Wave 4 of the Star Wars Comic Pack showing up at stores near you right now, or you can order it at Entertainment Earth. If you like comic packs, and you should buy these. They're a great deal. You get a lot of entertainment for your money. The comic books are fun. And, why not? That's all for this week. I'm kind of tired and dried out. It's a little after midnight now, so technically it is Black Friday. So hope you have a good one, unless you're stuck out in line waiting for some goofy bargain at a retail store, in which case, sucks to be you. There's a lot of great deals to be had online. Of course, Entertainment Earth, I'm saying, you know, I don't just say it because they're paying the bill to host this podcast. Maybe I am. But either way, they do have some excellent deals. I don't think you can get any of the stuff that they've got on sale today cheaper anywhere else. Even if they weren't paying for me to do the show, I would say you should go there and look at some of this stuff, because really, $25 for Delta Squad, it makes me feel bad for having bought one before. But hey, at least I got to enjoy my figures for the last year, and now you can enjoy them too. There's a lot of other good items too, vintage figures. If you haven't bought your 2007 vintage Star Wars figures yet, you should get them now from the clearance sale, because they're a lot cheaper. And, Black Friday, not clearance sale, yeah. But you can mail away for a set of coins if you get them and send away for it before February. I sent away for my coins in, when was it? Got the card here. It says middle of September. I still haven't got my coins yet. A little upset about that. I'm going to have to call Hasbro or write them or something, because I want my coins. That's pretty much it. Hope you guys have a great holiday weekend. Happy shopping and consumerisming. And hopefully I'll be back next week with lots and lots of other great new stuff to tell you about. See you next time.